Hey, Trevor James here with E-commerce Paradise. Today's episode is all about 7 reasons why you need to unplug from the web and how it can help you scale your e-commerce business. So the web is a fun place to be. You can do a lot of research. You can have a lot of fun up there. You can build a business on the web these days. It's pretty amazing. But of course, the web is a web. And like flies, we can definitely get stuck in the web and not find ourselves getting out of it very easily, unfortunately. But that's what it takes sometimes. You really got to, you know, put some heads down work into your business in order to build it. And you know, there's no excuses. It's just hard work that gets you there. I'll be totally honest. You know, there really are no shortcuts. You can try to take shortcuts, but honestly, you'll be shortcutting your life and your income in the future if you try to take those shortcuts. So this all starts out, you know, with an understanding of, yes, it does take a lot of hard work on the web specifically to build a business. But you have to understand that you have to make time to take to get away from the web, to take time off and to recalibrate and to reset your mind and to also, you know, to just get out there and enjoy your life and stuff like that and to get more ideas from out there. So here's the 7 reasons. Number one, you want to clear your mind and meditate, you know, at least once a day. 2 or 3 times a day is ideal. And the key here is, you know, meals. And what I mean by that is, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Those meals should be made without smartphones, without tablets or laptops, and hopefully with friends and family around you. Because what you really want to do is you want to clear your mind of what you've been doing for the rest of the day. And you also want to connect with people and have social time, because it's during social time that we tend to actually have the most emotionally engaging moments of our lives. And it's during those moments that you'll actually remember the most. You know, I can't even remember all the hours I've spent on the web building my business specifically, but I do remember those moments in between where I was going out and doing cool things and having fun. So at the end of your life, when you're on your deathbed, the moments you're going to actually remember in your life are the moments that you spent with your friends and family, the moments you did went out doing cool things, right? So just know that when it comes to life in general, that kind of stuff really does matter a lot. So you know, life isn't just all about building an online business. Life is a lot about doing the things that you wanted to do in the first place. And the reason why you started your online business is to go to do things. So clearing your mind and meditating just kind of gets you out of the whole web thing. You know, especially if you're trying to build a business and you're not 100% positive which direction to go, it could be really stressful. And so the key here, of course, is to meditate and to calm yourself. Because a lot of times when we meditate, when we think and clear our minds and slow down, we actually tend to come back to the simple parts, to the basics of what we're doing. And in the basics lies the foundation of what we're doing. And it's the foundation that's the key to building upon, right? So if you get caught up, you know, all the way up at the top of your skyscraper, trying to build that, you know, plan out, and you'll start getting stressed out, well, just go back to the foundation and understand why you're doing this in the first place and start small and start, you know, low again. And the other reason why, number 2, is you've got to digest all the information you're learning. For me, I like to learn a lot. So I watch a few, you know, videos every single day or course materials every single day so I can gain a lot of new information. And the human brain works in a funny way. Memory banks don't, of course, store all the information you're learning consistently, right? And especially if you start learning a lot and you don't have like all the little memory banks to store all that stuff in a consistent way, unfortunately, what ends up happening is that you don't keep the information that you learn consistently. It kind of sucks. So if you ever heard the term, you know, that your cup is full and you can't really learn any new information, that's what ends up happening. And it happens a lot when you go to conferences. It happens a lot when you're taking online courses. Your cup gets full, and it's totally okay, because that's just how the brain works. So you have to understand when your cup is full. It happens when you start drowsing off, when you start, you know, kind of your eyes start wandering, when you're thinking of other things and you come back and you're like, whoa, what was I just thinking about? I was just daydreaming. Those are the moments when you need to take a break and digest the information that you're learning. So meditate again, clear your mind, look away, stand up, stretch, walk outside for a minute and meditate. Because what your mind has to do is it has to move that information from the short-term memories into the medium-term memory banks, and then it can go into the long-term memory banks from there. I'm not like a brain scientist or anything, but I listen to a lot of cool stuff by Brian Tracy and all these, and Tony Robbins, these personal development guys, and they know how to store information correctly, and that is that you learn it, and then you have to give time to digest it. So that's key. So that's one reason why you really need to unplug for just a little while, at least throughout the day, so that you can digest the information you're learning. Number 3, you really want to talk with people about the ideas you're learning and about the things that you're doing so you can get more ideas from them. So that's why networking is so key. But if you unplug from the web to talk to people in person, you get a whole different experience. Like when you're talking to somebody over the web, it's fun and awesome, but a lot of times it's not through talk, a lot of times it's through message, and it's a different means of communication. What's really, really valuable is the person-to-person vocal communication. You can see the eyes, you can see their mouth, you can see their body language and what they're doing. And it really helps get a better understanding of how they really feel about you or your product or your service or the idea that you're trying to pitch them or ask or brainstorm about. And that matters a lot because you don't get that when you're messaging with somebody, right? So it's really key to network with people in person, not just online. I mean, you can do it through a video chat and that helps too. That's really good. But still, you're not in the physical presence of that person, you can't feel their energy. And that is a real thing, feeling somebody's emotional energy. So, you know, make time to hang out with friends that are on the same path as you and network with them in person. It really does help. It helps a lot. You'll get a better understanding, a deeper understanding of what an outside perspective on your idea or plan or startup is like. So that really helps. All right, number four. You really got to enjoy your life to the fullest. You got to do the things you wanted to do when you first started out on this journey. And I already mentioned that earlier, but this goes with goal setting and dreamlining. The 4-hour work week, Tim Ferriss talks about this a lot, and it matters because when you first start out in your entrepreneurial journey, you're probably dreaming like, oh, I want to travel all over the place. I want to eat the coolest, you know, most delicious food all the time. I want to go on these great excursions, blah, blah, blah. But then you get caught up in the entrepreneurial journey and you have to work a lot and heads down work and build something amazing. And while that is awesome and you should definitely be working as much as you can to build your business because there's nothing else like having your own business. You have to make time to enjoy your life and to do those things that you wanted to do when you first started this out, right? Because entrepreneurs are the only people on earth that are willing to work twice as much time as long as they're working for themselves and working on something they're passionate about, because it's not really work anymore. It's more of a passion. It's more of a drive. And it feels really good, right? So definitely take time to enjoy your life. So you got to set time on the weekends for excursions. And if you're going to work during the weekends, set time during the week for excursions. You know, I like to do a thing where it's 3 weeks on, 1 week off. That feels really good because you got 3 weeks of just hard work and, you know, a few days off in those 3 weeks, but 3 weeks of really good work and get some projects done. And then you take 1 week completely off. And it's that really good 1 week off that feels awesome. And if you set everything up, you know, ahead of time, especially with your e-commerce business, you can have all your email flows get sent out during that week automatically. You can have content released automatically throughout that week and scheduled out. You can have a VA taking care of everything for you. So you could literally go on an entire backpacking trip or something like that during that week, and disappear completely, and reset your emotional and physiological clock. And when you get back, you feel so much better. And that was actually point number six, but I'm actually going to go to point number five first, which is, while you're out and about and enjoying your life or whatever, observe the marketing messages that are around you all day long, like all the advertisements, like billboards and posters and stuff like that. And if you see one you like, or even when you see ones you don't like, hack them and figure out why you like them or why you don't like them. Kind of break them down like a scientist, you know, breaks down something. Figure out what parts of it are good, what parts of it aren't that good, the coloring, the positioning of the text, positioning of the offers, how they use the white space, how they use characters and smiles and faces in the advertisements. And you got to try to figure that out so that you can replicate the greatness of the good ones in your own ads and avoid the bad points of the ones you don't like in your own ads. So by doing this all day long, by creating a habit out of that, maybe even use your smartphone to take pictures of these advertisements, or if it's a video, you know, film it. But by doing that, you can create a swipe file for yourself and you can really improve your own marketing messages with that information. So we'll go to six, which is when you come back into your business after taking time off, and while you're taking time off, you're observing things and thinking about them more, and you're really looking at as an outsider's perspective to other people's marketing messages. When you come back to your business, you're so much more fired up to grow it, because, you know, working constantly on your business can be really, really time consuming, obviously, and it can drag you down a little bit, especially if you're not seeing immediate results, right? You know, I kind of compare doing e-commerce to winning little jackpots all the time, because when you get that cha-ching on your phone from your Shopify app, it really does feel like you just won, you know, something at a slot machine or, you know, at the casino. Like, you just put all this work in, you're making a huge bet that somebody's gonna want to buy that product from you, and boom, it just paid off. Right? So it feels really good. And so when you get back into your business after taking time off, you're so much more fired up to get at it again. And that's why it's worth it, because you really got to reset yourself. And during that time, you're going to be digesting all the things you learned, getting back to the basics, back to the foundation of life. back to the foundation of why you're doing things in the first place. You're going to come back with a new perspective, with new things that you've observed and learned, and then boom, you can just start scaling again. So that's why it's super important. And number seven, have all those new ideas to experiment with. And that's the key here. So like your marketing messages are only going to be as good as you are and as good as your observations are and as good as your influences from the outside world. So the more you can go out there and get inspiration and influence from things around you and other marketers and stuff like that, and not ignore them, but actually break them down and actually think about them and take pictures and videos and stuff like that and break down why they're good. The more you do that, the more you're going to have to replicate that in your own business. So just focus on that. And guys, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Seven reasons why you need to unplug from the web and how it can help you scale your e-commerce business. Honestly, yes, this is really, really, really super important. The other thing I want to add in here as a bonus is that creating content to help other people in their lives through video is one of the most rewarding things you can possibly ever do. So if you want to do it, you know, for whatever you're doing, health, for fitness, for making money, for dating or romance or whatever, marriage, just do it and have fun with it. Make a YouTube channel, make a podcast, get out there. It's literally is one of the most rewarding experiences because you can feel like you're helping people all around the world. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Definitely subscribe on the iTunes channel. Go to ecommerceparadisepodcast.com and go to my YouTube channel. You can just search Trevor James or Ecommerce Paradise into YouTube and you'll find that there. If you're not in the Facebook group already, definitely join the Facebook group and we'll see you out there. Take care.